Now, years later, I still can't believe how lucky I am. Maybe this sounds a little bit arrogant, but me and my business partner, we're loaded. The business is a huge success, and we have an internationally recognized brand. I worked very hard on it, and I'm proud of the work that I did. But if I had to credit our success to one thing, it would be to the idea of paying fitness influencers to wear our clothes. That was the moment we really took off. Now, 10 years later, we have an annual revenue of $60 million with an annual profit of $30 million. Most of our expenses are in marketing and branding, but if there is one thing I have learned in business, it's not to be stingy when it comes to marketing. The CEO of Coca-Cola once said, "If I had $100, I would spend $95 on marketing," and I very much agree with that. In business, I have no problem spending huge amounts of money, but in my personal life, I am very different. Even though I know I am rich, I honestly don't live like it. I just hate spending huge amounts of money on things like watches and cars, and I really think it all comes down to the habits that I developed in university. My kids often say that I'm stingy and that we should buy a new car or go on a holiday for a year or something like that. But I don't want them to be like I was, a university student with no idea how to budget my money. So I make them work small jobs around the house, like cleaning and gardening, to earn money. They always complain and say that we can afford to hire a gardener and a cleaner, but I think it's a good way to teach them how to earn and save their own money. And besides, they're way cheaper than a gardener or a cleaner.